Last year, with a seventh-round pick, the St. Louis Rams made Michael Sam the first openly gay player to be drafted into the NFL. Months later, the Rams cut Sam, making him the first openly gay player to be released by an NFL team. Sam was later signed and then released by the Dallas Cowboys. Some say Sam's stint in the NFL is proof that the league is ready to accept a gay player. Sid Ziegler, co-founder of OutSports, is not among them. Sid, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks a lot.
Your recent article is peppered with numbers and statistics, but I want to start with the simplest of them. In late January of last year, Sam was predicted to be the 90th pick in the draft, and days later that projection had dropped to number 160. What happened?
Well, Michael Sam came out as gay, and, you know, people say whether Michael Sam was good enough to make it in the NFL or not, and whether he was tall enough or fast enough. Well, a year ago, before he came out as gay, he was projected to be a third-round pick by CBS Sports. And shortly after he came out as gay, they dropped him down to 160th. Anonymous NFL team front office sources said they did not want him on their team. So it was pretty clear a year ago from what people said they were going to do that he was going to be hurt by that.
You talk about anonymous sources. Did anybody with whom you spoke acknowledge that Sam was discriminated against because of his sexual orientation?
No, no one would say that. Everyone said, I don't know. I don't have evidence. I don't have proof. I haven't been told that. But people who look at the numbers, you know, Mike Freeman from Bleacher Report looked at it and said, yep, it's pretty clear that this guy should be in the NFL.
You compared Michael Sam to the other defensive players of the year from the Big Five football conferences over the past 20 years. That's 89 players altogether. How many of them did not make an NFL roster, at least temporarily?
Well, they all made a roster, and they all didn't just make a roster. They all made a roster, an active roster, their rookie season. Because guys like Michael Sam, what you're banking on is potential. And given what he's done in college and given what he did in the preseason, he clearly has potential. Nobody's saying he's going to be a Pro Bowler or a Hall of Famer. He might be, but that's why you keep young guys like Michael on your team, because he has the potential. And the fact that teams aren't even banking on his potential tells you that there's something going on that has nothing to do with what happened on the football field.
All right. So if it wasn't the statistics that accounted for him not finding a job in the NFL, had to be his attitude, right? Or the fact that Sam was considered by all to be a major distraction in the locker room.
I like where you're going with this.
We got to laugh, well, right? Because otherwise, well, I don't know what the alternative is.
It's great because, so then, right, you look at the problems in the locker room. Was he a distraction? And I talked to former teammates of his with the Cowboys, with the Missouri Tigers, players who played with him with the Rams, coaches, front office executives. They've all said Michael was the perfect teammate. He was well-liked in the locker room. The few extra cameras that showed up at practice weren't a distraction. It was a little more attention, but it wasn't distraction. And that Michael didn't bring any negativity to the team or the locker room or any other way you could slice and dice that.
This conversation is discouraging me. I have to acknowledge that. I was under the impression that Michael Sam was the NFL's one uncontested positive story of 2014. Did he end up making any progress for gay athletes?
Oh, of course. First of all, Michael just coming out and displaying the courage that he did. He had everything to lose. This wasn't some guy who's been in the league for 10 years, had an established career. And Michael had the courage to come out of the closet, and he inspired a lot of people to do so. He gave strength to a lot of young kids, so that's extremely positive. The fact that he was drafted was a great step. He stepped foot on an NFL football field in the preseason. He practiced with two different teams. The idea that you can't have a gay man in an NFL locker room, just you can't say that anymore because he's been in two of them. So there was a lot of progress. The only thing that didn't happen is the ultimate crowning glory, that is Michael participating in a regular season game.
It sounds as if perhaps you think the chances are slim that NFL general managers are going to read your article and say, by gosh, he's right, we better give that Sam kid a try in 2015.
I want answers. you know, everyone I talked to said, Michael's a great kid. He just needs to get on the football field more. He has a lot of talent. He has the talent to be in the NFL. He was the perfect teammate. I just want people to explain why. I want people to answer the question. I want more people to ask the question. Unfortunately, still, most people in the NFL media haven't addressed it. Sports Illustrated hasn't addressed it, even though Peter King was great and talked to me in the article. The NFL.com and NFL Network, they have not addressed this at all. Why? Why won't they just talk about it?
You can link to Sid Ziegler's article, 1 year later, has Michael Sam been frozen out of the NFL, at our website, onlyagame.org. Sid, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for talking about it.